Fibber's Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Mac Tuttle. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Oh,
oh! What's the trouble, McGee?
Stomach's upset, I guess. Must have been that stuffed green pepper sandwich I had before lunch.
Couldn't have been the banana egg pickle cauliflower salad you whipped up after lunch.
No, but maybe I shouldn't have had that snack of barbecued eggplant a while ago.
Well, I guess I won't have to fix a big supper since you probably won't feel like eating.
Oh, now, wait a minute, kiddo. You can't do that to me. I'm going to drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer right now, and by supper time, I'll be ready for anything.
Oh, sure.
Well, you can't keep a good man down, can you, Fibber? And it's a natural fact that a glass of Alka-Seltzer is the gentle, dependable way to get really effective relief for an upset stomach. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, Molly, the mail came.
Oh, good. I love mail call at Christmas time. Wait till I move these cards on the mantel and make room for the new ones.
Not so many this time. Tail end again.
Oh, who are they from? Let me see. Open them up.
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy. This one's from the Toopses.
Let me see it. Merry Christmas, it says. Morton Mabel. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Original, too. Merry Christmas. I wonder who composed that message for Mort. He must have had Ernest Hemingway working on that, or maybe Eddie Guest.
Don't be snide.
I'm just kidding, kiddo. This time of year, I love everybody. From here on in, I'll be the sweetest, gentlest old character. What you looking at?
The Christmas cards. Open them up, sweet, gentle character, before I pop.
Okay. Let me see. That one's from the plumber. That's the bank. Oh, hey. Here's one from Teeny. I made it herself, too. Look. A candle and wreath, I think.
Isn't that sweet? What does it say?
At Christmas time, many friends I boast, but you, dear friends, I dig the most, Teeny. I'll have to take this down to the Elks Club and show it to...
Company, dearie. Come in.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Oh, thank you, Doctor, and the same to you.
Yes, come in, come in, come in, Docky, old boy. It's always wonderful to see our dearest friend during the Yule season. Take the good doctor's good hat, my dear.
What happened, Molly? Did little Scrooge here have a visit from Marley last night?
You see, Marley, try to be nice to him. Oh, doggone it.
Oh, doctor, now you hurt his feelings.
I'm sorry. He took me by surprise, that's all. Here, my boy, I brought you a present. Will that help?
Oh, gee, for me? No kidding.
No, don't open it, not till Christmas.
No.
Put it under the tree there with the others.
Okay. Gee, Doc, that's sure sweet of you.
Well, I'd have had it here sooner, only... Well, this year I wanted to get something a little different for you.
Well, that's good. Frankly, I'm kind of tired of you giving me whatever your mother gave you last year. The only thing that fits so far was that cigar you know.
Oh, gee.
Doc knows I'm just kidding, Molly.
Sure.
He also knows that what's in that package there ain't important. It's the sentiment that counts.
That is correct.
It's just like Uncle Dennis said one time. All his friends chipped in one year, Doc, and they gave Uncle Dennis a jug of brandied peaches.
Brandied peaches?
Yep, and I'll never forget it. Uncle Dennis sort of wiped his eyes on his sleeve, and he choked up a little, and he said, "Fellas," he said, "it's not the gift of the peaches that counts. It's the spirits in which it was given."
Well, that's a mighty fine attitude. Like I said in my Christmas card. By the way, did you kids get my card all right?
Oh, that we did, Doctor, and it is beautiful.
Well,
it's right there on the mantel in the center there.
In the place of honor, Doc.
Well, that's very flattering.
Well, you're the very best friend we got, Doc. I may razz you and kid around a lot, but that's true.
Thanks.
Yes. Well, I want you to know that I appreciate how nice you've been to Molly and me all these years, George. And no matter what happens, if I ever forget you or forget how swell you've been to us, just give me a fast kick in the teeth.
Gee, that's
Mighty nice to hear, McGee. I know how you feel, and believe me, I feel the same way about you. Say, I got to run, kids. I got an operation that's after the hospital.
Bye, doctor.
See you Sunday for dinner, and thanks again for the... Ah, there goes a wonderful guy. One of nature's biggest noblemen.
Yes, and I'm real proud of you, McGee. That little speech you made.
Yeah, well, I kind of get tongue-tied when it comes to saying something nice, but Christmas gives me courage.
Bully for Christmas.
And I meant every word of that, too. There's a guy we'll never forget, right?
Wonderful man.
He's on top of our list.
He certainly is. He is the sweetest kind. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
List.
Hmm?
Remember I kept telling you there was someone we forgot to put on our Christmas card list?
Oh, my gosh. Him?
Yes.
The guy we'll never forget, we forgot.
No wonder he never mentioned getting our card. Oh, yes. And it's too late now. Even if we mail it this morning, he still won't get it on time.
Gee whiz, this is... Oh, my gosh, what are... Hold it. Hold everything.
What?
I got a great idea. We got any cards left for Doc?
Well, yes, but how are we...
He'll be at the hospital for an hour or so, so let's go. I'll run out and get the car started.
But, McGee...
You grab a Christmas card, your hat and coat, and the tea kettle, and meet me out in front and hurry.
Tea kettle? Why? What?
I'll explain it when we get there. Hurry up. Get the tea kettle. Let's go.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
This is Eleanor Engel. I suppose most everyone feels a little tired by the time Christmas finally arrives because of all the entertaining and shopping. But don't lose sight of this fact. One of the common causes of loss of pep and energy is vitamin shortage. Now, your meals may not supply enough of the vitamins necessary for physical well-being. So don't take chances. Guard against vitamin shortage this pleasant, low-cost way. Every day, regularly, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. One-a-day vitamins are smooth-coated, easy-to-take tablets that leave no aftertaste. And remember, they include vitamin B12. So get them at your drugstore soon in the blue box with the big red one. Then, to guard against vitamin shortage, do this. Every day, regularly, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Come on, Molly. Let's hurry.
McGee, I don't like this kind of sneaky stuff. Ducking down alleys.
The only way we can get in the back door of Doc's apartment building is down the alley, Molly. What's he going to think if he don't get a Christmas card from us this year? He'll think we're a rat.
I know.
Come on, in this way. And don't drop that tea kettle. Hurry up down the hall here. Apartment 10.
I still don't know what the tea kettle is for. Let's just slip our card under his door and go home. He'll get it.
Slip it under the door? With no stamp on it? No postmark?
I never thought of that. I guess he would know we forgot to mail it to him, wouldn't he?
Why, certainly. And that's why we're doing this thing my way, my dear. We are not going to let old Doc know we forgot him. He always leaves his door key under the mat. Now, let me see. Darby. Yeah, here it is, here it is.
Got the key? Is it there?
Yep. Now, look both ways down this hall. Is anybody coming? Is the coast clear?
So far, yes.
Okay. Now, when I open this door, let's jump in fast and close it in case anybody comes up those back steps. You ready?
Ready.
Molly. Molly, let me in.
What took you so long?
All right, get playful and get us caught.
Sorry.
Come on now, get some water boiling in that tea kettle while I go through Doc's mail. Ah, just as I hoped. Here's his morning mail, and he was too busy to open it, you see.
Now, wait just a minute. Yes. You're not going to steam open Dr. Gamble's mail.
Not his personal mail. Look, I want to find a Christmas card here without any return address on the envelope. Here's one right here.
So,
we steam this envelope open, take out whosever card is in it, and put the card up there on the mantle with his others.
Yes.
Then we put our card in this envelope, reseal it, and put our name and address on the back of it.
Oh, that way it has a postmark on it.
Right.
It's been through the mail, and he thinks we mailed it to him, huh?
Right.
So we just leave it here with the other unopened mail, and when he gets home tonight...
No, wait a minute. We better not leave it here. We better take it outside and put it in Doc's mailbox. So he'll think it came in the afternoon mail.
Why?
Suppose he looked over this stuff this morning, just looking for return addresses, to see who the cards are from. He knows good and well there wasn't any card there with our name on the back of the envelope.
Say you think of everything.
You betcha. Us sneaky type guys have got to think of everything. Now, if you'll get that tea kettle going and work up some steam, we'll open the envelope, put our card in it, and put it out in Doc's mailbox and get on home.
I'm glad you stopped in again, Doctor. Will you stay for dinner? I'm getting ready to start it in a bit.
Oh, no thanks, Molly. I got a couple of house calls to make.
How about some coffee, Docky? The pot's hot.
Oh, that'll be great. It's been a rough day.
That it has. Sit right down there and I'll get the coffee.
Thanks.
You just get finished at the hospital, Doc, or did you...
No, I stopped by my apartment after I left the hospital.
Oh?
The afternoon mail came.
Oh!
And guess what?
Yeah?
Some dirty crook cleaned out every mailbox in our building.
What?
My last-minute Christmas card, checks from my patients, everything stolen.
Oh. And after all our trouble.
I beg your pardon?
I mean all that trouble. Who could have caused all that trouble?
My goodness, that's terrible.
I'd sure like to get my hands on the rat.
So would I.
We just hate people like that, Molly and me, messing with the mail. Gee whiz. I'll bet that lovely Christmas card we sent you a week ago that we've been waiting for you to mention it finally got there and got stolen. You know something? People that fool with other people's mail, they're the kind of people that...
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in cold. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Well, I guess things worked out all right at that, Molly. Even if Doc didn't get our Christmas card, he knows we sent him one anyhow.
Yes. I'd hate for him to ever find out how we sent it to him, though.
Oh, boy, me too. Busting into his apartment, steaming open his letters.
Say, incidentally, where'd you put my tea kettle? Is it out in the car?
Where'd I put it? Didn't you bring it when we left Doc's apartment?
I thought you had it.
I had it? Oh, my gosh. You mean... Oh, I'm going to bed. So long, everybody.
Me too. See you tomorrow.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryant. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you can hear our program tomorrow. For in this Christmas program, Fibber tells Teenie the story of the patient little star. The tender Christmas story that so many of you liked last year. Now this is John Wall bidding you all goodbye and urging you to be with us again tomorrow.
Time Companion, weekday on NBC Radio.